you right now, how many three-pointers did the West Plains Lady Scissors have in the ball game? They had 15 three-pointers in that ball game. Their biggest lead of the ball game was 37 points, and they win it by 31. Congratulations to the Lady Scissors. Time now for Scissor Boys basketball as we turn the page here. And, well, this one could be a total flip-flop because Bolivar Liberators come in with a record of 14-6. Scissor Boys come in at 10-11, so this one could be totally opposite of the game that we just brought you here from the West Plains High School gym. But the Scissor Boys, they're going to get after it here tonight. Coach Mason Miller says that they will get after it. They'll play hard, but they're going to have their hands full with Bolivar Liberators. For Bolivar, starters will be Colton Ingold, Brady Ingold, Gardner Casey, Matthew Giglio, and Canyon Adams. For the West Plains Scissor Boys, Ethan Tuma, Josiah Long, Jacob Moore, Clayton Robbins, and Aiden Judd. Now, we'll see if Coach Mason Miller sticks with that lineup, but that's what he told me he's going to go with before the girls' game. So we'll see if he sticks to that lineup right there. But like we said, this one should be a fast-paced ball game. Bolivar, they like to shoot the three. They will hit the board. And the Scissors like to shoot the three as well. They like to drive the lane. So we'll have to see who's left standing here at the end of this one between the Bolivar Liberators and the West Plains Scissor Boys. Pasta Lovers, your favorite buffet at PCN of West Plains, just got even better with bottomless baked pastas. We're talking chicken Alfredo Spring, creamy sausage and peppers, and classic chicken parmesan baked to perfection. Try them all at PCN of West Plains, Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware in West Plains. All right, it is your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. And when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups. You're listening to Scissor Boys Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is a proud supporter of high school sports. And they also take pride in treating you like a VIP when shopping for a new vehicle. When you want to score a great deal on a new car, truck, van, or SUV and get paid top dollar for your trade, visit a Baird location near you or see their huge inventory at buyatbaird.com.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a pair of keys. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Saving service, great selection too. Baird does it all for you.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their physicians, all former athletes, get it when it comes to sports injuries.
I'm Dr. Russ Rawls. I played sports, my kids play sports, so I have a personal understanding of what sports injuries mean to athletes of all ages, and so do my partners. We'll provide customized, comprehensive treatment plans to get you back in your game.
For expertise in sports injury treatment, see Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, No. 3 Medical Plaza.
Chick days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Reserve your future flock today. Order by February 15th for April 1st pickup or March 15th for April 29th pickup. Order forms are available in-store with multiple options from feed, including organic options to supplies. Hirsch prides themselves on offering the area's most extensive selection of poultry essentials. Stop by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Bring into action with the rugged reliability of a Kubota 2502 DT tractor package at Edgler and Hartford Farm Equipment. Right now, get a powerful 25-horsepower Kubota tractor fully equipped with a front-end loader, bush hog, and box blade. Everything needed to tackle those tough jobs. At just $319 per month with 0% APR financing for 84 months, there's never been a better time to get the Kubota you've always wanted. Visit Edgler and Hartford Farm Equipment in West Plains or Mountain Grove today. Now through February 16th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
How do you think the boys are going to go?
Or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Corey. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Corey today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Corey. They rock so you can roll.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Do you need a tow? Stranded in
How do you think the boys game is going to go?
J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road.
You think the boys will win?
J&J Recovery. They serve Scissor Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone. 417-256-7628 and go Scissors.
Oh, yeah. I'd say they're
attention,
good.
Attention, Scissor fans. The Scissor Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Scissor Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Scissors in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out the ScissorZone.com and follow the Scissor Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go, Scissors!
When looking for your next vehicle, consider what your friends and neighbors are saying about Toyota of West Plains.
I really enjoyed the laid-back vibe at this dealership. It's rare for me to feel comfortable in a new car dealership.
Help my wife with a 23 Highlander Hybrid. Great people to work with. This makes our sixth Toyota. Five of them have been bought there. Great service for us and my family that have bought there too. Great outfit to do business with.
Come visit Toyota of West Plains. Experience matters, and Sean Duggins, broker owner at Westgate Realty in West Plains, has that with close to 30 years in the business. Sean Duggins and the 65 sales associates are ready to assist you with all your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, land, farm, and recreational properties, as well as new construction. They put clients first. Stop by and see them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. Check them online at WestgateRealty.com. Search Westgate Realty on Facebook or call 417-257-2733. Go Scissors.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym as we're getting ready for varsity boys action. West Plains Scissor Boys and the Bolivar Liberators. Lady Scissors won the first game tonight, 77-46. And now it's time for the boys, the varsity boys action. Both teams getting some final instructions from their benches. Get the starting lineups here. For Bolivar, the starting lineups for the Liberators here tonight. Colton Engle is the first one out. Brady Engle is next. Gardner Casey is next. Matthew Giglio. And here comes Canyon Adams. Bolivar is coached by Coach Robbie Hoff, and they are 14-6 on the season. For the West Plains Scissor Boys, Ethan Timber, the first one out for the Scissor Boys. And Jared Kraft is going to start tonight. Josiah Long will be the next one out. Aiden Judd will get the starting nod. And Clayton Robbins will be the last starter for the Scissors. Scissor Boys are coached by Coach Mason Miller, assisted by Don Long and Owen Harris. And the Scissor Boys come in with a record of 10-11. Clayton Robbins will be jumping center against Canyon Adams. So let's get the varsity boys ball game underway, folks. Officials are ready. And here we go. And, well, they're going to give it to West Plains. So Kraft up top for the Scissors. Kraft goes to the right side. Tuma now in the corner. Long for three. It's good. Josiah Long starts off the Scissors tonight with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer three-pointer. And now it'll be Giglio to Adams on the right side. A three is good by Brady Engle. And we're tied up 3-3. Robbins will bring the ball up the floor. Bolivar in a man-to-man full-court defense. Tuma with it now. And it's, well, knocked across. And the reverse layup is good by Brady Engle. And it's a 5-3 ball game. Bolivar with the lead. Long coming down the baseline, puts it up off the glass. It's good. Josiah Long with his fifth point of the ball game. And now it's Engle. Engle gives it up to Giglio up top. Now they go down to Adams. They'll kick it back out to Gardner Casey. Now Engle with the basketball. Right side. Nope, they're going to go down to Adams. And loose basketball is picked up by Tuma. And the Scissors will bring it up the floor. Robbins gets it to Long down on the baseline. Left side up top to Tuma. Back to Long on the left side. And now we've got a foul. And the foul is going to be called on Colton Engle for Bolivar. That's his first team foul. He had Clayton Robbins hooked in the post area there. Tuma to throw it in, gets it to Kraft. Over to Judd now. Cross court, and the pass is going to be deflected. And here comes Bolivar the other way. Pull up for the three is good by Brady Engle. He's got all 8 points for Bolivar here in the ball game. Kraft up the floor. Tuma's going to try a three. That one's off. And Judd couldn't hang on. The basketball goes out of bounds. It'll be Bolivar basketball. 5:49 to go here in the first quarter. The Zizzers trailing by three. It'll be Ingold up top. Gives it up to Adams now. Back to Ingold. Now they'll go over to the other Ingold down on the baseline. And he'll kick it out to Casey. And we're going to have a foul on the inside on the Zizzers. And that's going to be Josiah Long picking up the foul, his first team foul on the Zizzers. Bolivar going to the free throw line will be Gardner Casey shooting two for Bolivar. He makes the first one. So Casey's got his first point of the ball game. Second one's good by Casey. And Bolivar leads it 10-5. 5:24 to go here in the first quarter. Tuma with the basketball. Up top to Kraft now. Kraft will pull up on the jumper. It's an air ball. Here comes Casey up the floor for Bolivar. They're pushing the basketball. Judd, Casey's going to score on the layup. And Zizzers won a timeout. 5:06 to go first quarter. It's 12-5. Bolivar with the lead. We're back in 30 seconds. They're listening to Zizzer basketball, 100.9 to Strange.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains or heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river, Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School gym. Zizzers with the basketball. Bolivar full court pressure, man-to-man. And Bolivar with a seven-point lead here. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Robbins will bring it across the timeline. And he throws it cross court and up into the second row. I have no idea who he's throwing it to. I think he was throwing it to Dr. Ashley Cooley. She's the athletic director. And, well, that's the closest person sitting over there. I have no idea who he's throwing that to. All right. Engel fires another three. It's in and out, no good, but the rebound inside. And now Casey with the basketball. Cross court. Sent to Giglio. Up top, Casey, around the horn they go. Ingold on the baseline. Now they go to Casey again. Casey trying to get inside, and there's a foul on the Zizzers. Casey's going to free throw line to shoot two. Aiden Judd going to pick up his first, second team foul on the Zizzers. And Gardner Casey to the free throw line to shoot two. Makes the first one. Jacob Moore is going to come in the ball game. Ethan Tuma will sit down for the Zizzers. Casey's second free throw is coming up. And it's good. So it's a 9-point lead now for Bolivar. Robbins gives it up to Long. Long across the timeline. Judd with it on the left side. And Kraft going to have to, well, Kraft traveled with the basketball because Judd's pass was entirely too high. Almost took Kraft back court. That's why Kraft had to walk with the basketball. Casey over to, that's Engel. Now Engel, and no good. And the rebound comes down to Adams, and And Casey hits the three for Bolivar. Things are starting to get chippy already as bodies have started flying here on that last possession. Long throws it out of bounds. And Tuma is going to come back in the ball game. It's a 12-point lead. And Long will have a seat for the Zizzers. It'll be Bolivar basketball with 3:45 to go here in the first quarter. And the Zizzers trailing by 12. Ingold up top. Giglio going to drive. And Adams on the inside with his first points of the basketball game. Kraft up the floor, gets it to Judge. Now Tuma on the right side, and there's a blocking foul on Bolivar. And I believe that one is going to be Brady Engel. That's his first. Second team foul here in the first quarter. And the Zizzers will inbound on the side. 3:22 to go, first quarter. Bolivar leads it by 14. Judd gives it back to Tuma up top. Now it's going to be Moore back to Tuma on the left wing. Tuma trying to drive, gets cut off. Robinson, they're going to say Robbins, travel with the basketball. And West Plains wants timeout. 3:08 to go here. First quarter, it's 19-5. Bolivar with the lead back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person. It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience. J.D. Power ranked the team at Shelter Insurance number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 6 out of the last 7 years. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Hey, pasta lovers, your favorite buffet at Pizza Inn of West Plains just got even better.
What could be better than endless pizza?
How about bottomless baked pastas? We're talking chicken Alfredo Supreme loaded with tender grilled chicken, creamy sausage and peppers pasta with Italian spices, and classic chicken parmesan baked to perfection.
Mmm, and I can try them all?
That's right, along with their famous pizza, salad, desserts, and more. Visit Pizza Inn of West Plains today on Bruce Smith Parkway next to Ace Hardware in West Plains.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. Bolivar leads it 19-5 with 3:08 to go first quarter. And Bolivar with the basketball. Ingold will bring it up the floor. Walks it up across the timeline. Adams over to Ingold. And Giglio almost lost it. Gives it to Casey. Now Adams will fire a three. It's no good. Judd with the rebound. No. And now Casey has the loose basketball. And now the foul is going to be on Judd. And the three-pointer is good by Engel. So Judd just picked up his second foul of the ball game. Third team foul on the Zizzers. And Engel is going to the free throw line. He's already got 11 points. He's going to try to make it a four-point play here. And he does. And the Zizzers now trailing by 18 with 2.5 to go here in the first quarter. And Tuma gives it up to Long. Back to Tuma. Moore with the basketball. Judd with it. Long gets it up top to Tuma. Back to Long on the left wing. Long trying to drive. Gets up to Robin. A lot of bodies hitting the floor here. No whistle. Tuma cross court to Judd. Robbins will fire a three. It is no good. Judd tried for the rebound. Here comes Casey the other way. Blocked by Robin. Long with the basketball. Now we got a foul on Bolivar. going to be against Adams. That'll be his first. Third team foul on Bolivar. Adams will have a seat. And we've got some new players coming in. So Neal is into the ball game. Campbell's into the ball game. Scissors with the basketball. Minute 45 to go first quarter. And Bolivar leads it by 18. Tuma long down the baseline. He'll fire a three. It's no good. And the rebound comes to Ingles. And the foul by the Zizzers. And that's going to be on Long. Long's second foul, 14 foul. Long will have a seat. Landon Montgomery into the ball game. Coach Mason Miller looking for some combination to work here. Ingles across the timeline. Giglio now up top. Ingles, Campbell with it now. Ingles going to drive the baseline. And now Robbins, I believe, is going to get called for the foul. So Robbins picks up the foul, his first. 15 foul. Coach Miller having some words with the officials. And Ingold's first free throw is good. These two programs, folks, do not like each other. Football, basketball, it don't matter. They do not like each other. Ingold hits the second free throw. And it's a 20-point lead for Bolivar with a minute 10 to go first quarter. Robbins on the right side. Gives it to Moore. Now Montgomery up top to Tuma. Kraft with the basketball. Tuma to Moore. Now it's going to be Montgomery back to Kraft. Tuma. Montgomery will back up and put the three up. No good. Robbins with the rebound. And there's a foul. I believe it's going to be on Rainey. That'll be his first. 14 foul. 33 seconds to go first quarter. This is trailing by 20. Tuma will throw it in on the baseline. Montgomery with it. Now Tuma in the corner on the baseline for three. It's good. Ethan Tuma with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mount Grove, and Sayre, three-pointer. Ingles with it. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Ingles. Almost double dribble. Ingles has it back out. And he's pushing off, and they're going to call Tuma for the foul. That's Tuma's first. But Ingle was pushing off with the left arm. And Mason Miller is telling the official about it. But I don't think he's going to get anywhere. Ingle hits the free throw. Now the official just said something to Ingle. Now he'll step up there and for his second free throw, and it's good. And now Brady Ingle will come out of the ball game. Lucas Hope will come in with 8 seconds to go. Kraft gives it to Robbins. 5 seconds. 3 seconds. Robbins throws the ball up. 27-8. Bolivar leads the Zizzers at the end of one, back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Whether you're ready to hit the lake in a new boat or go camping in a new RV, Baird RV Outdoor and Marine has what you need to enjoy the great outdoors. Baird has a huge inventory of new and used fifth wheels and pull-behind RVs, toy haulers, and boats. Baird offers RV repair, boat service, and parts. Visit their showrooms in Mountain Home and Paragould or go to BairdRVOutdoorAndMarine.com to see their inventory and low prices.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a bad deal. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Service, great selection too. Baird does it all for you.
Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine welcomes Dr. Nick Souter to their practice. Dr. Souter shares what drew him to the area.
Our family loves outdoor activities like camping and fishing, and there are just so many of those opportunities in this region for those adventures. I love the spirit of community here in both the medical community and in general. It's just a welcoming and exciting place to raise a family.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. We start the second quarter of play. And Bolivar gets the basketball. They lead it 27-8. Engled with the basketball. Gives it up to Casey. Over to the other angle. Adams. And it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Bolivar basketball. So Bolivar will inbound on the side. Casey will inbound. Engle gives it back to Casey up top. Casey trying to come down the lane, kicks it out. Giglio for three. It's no good. And Robin on the rebound is going to get hit. And that's going to be Adams picking up the foul, his second. First team foul. So Adams comes out. Campbell comes in for Bolivar. Tumo with the basketball. Tuma gives it up to Kraft on the right side. Moore with the basketball now. Tuma over to Montgomery. Kraft now trying to drive. Now Tuma on the left wing, and it's taken away by Giglio. And he scores the layup, and a foul is called. And the foul is going to be on Kraft. That's his first. First team foul here, second quarter. And Giglio has his first points of the ball game. Giglio will shoot one. And it's no good. And the rebound comes down to Engle, but then he loses it. And the Zizzers come up with it. Tuma with the basketball. Zizzers trailing by 21 here with 6:58 to go in the second quarter. And now Tuma. Well, wait a minute. Jacob Moore gets called for the offensive foul on the illegal screen. Second team foul of the quarter. And Bolivar will get the basketball. So Engle will walk it across the timeline. Casey and Montgomery steals the ball, gets it up to Kraft. Kraft and the layup, and they're going to say no on the layup on the floor. Casey's going to pick up the foul, his first, second team foul on Bolivar. And the Zizzer boys will have to inbound on the baseline. Clayton Robbins loses the basketball, and now we've got a foul, and it's going to go on West Lane. And it's going to be Jacob Moore, and that's his second, third team foul. Aiden Judd's going to come in, and Moore is going to have to come out. Fouls are a little bit lopsided. 9-6 here. 9 fouls been called on the Zizzers in the first half. Casey on the right wing. Giglio. And loose ball underneath. Campbell is going to score. Bolivar leads it 31-8 right now with 6:15 to go in the first half. Tuma to Robbins. Back to Tuma. Crafts up top. Now Montgomery with it. Gives it to Kraft. Judd up top. Gives it to Kraft again. Kraft is coming down the lane. He's going to get fouled. Folks, there is no way I can tell you how much contact is in this ball game right now. Colton Engel picks up the foul, his second, third team foul. And Jared Kraft will go to the free throw line to shoot two for the Zizzers. And Kraft misses the first free throw. And Giglio will come in. Colton Engel will go out for Bolivar. Jared Kraft's second free throw. And now we have a double foul. Clayton Robbins. And knew this was going to happen. So, Clayton Robbins is going to pick up his second. And then Connor Neal picks up the foul for Bolivar. It's a double foul, jump ball. And it will be Zizzer basketball. I told you it was getting physical, folks. I mean, it is getting physical. Up top is Kraft with a basketball. Gives it to Judd. Back to Kraft up top. And we've got 5:40 to go in the first half. Kraft misses the jumper. Here comes Engel up the floor with the basketball. Engel gives it to Casey up top now. Sends it over to Engel on the left side. Now Campbell on the left side. Back to Casey. Down on the baseline, Giglio. Casey back up. Giglio. There's Campbell inside. Blocked by Judd. And the Zizzers with the basketball. Kraft with it. Tuma out of the corner for three. It's good. Ethan Tuma with the Community First Painting Company. West Plains Mountain Grove and Sayre three-pointer. His second of the night. It's a 20-point lead for Bolivar. 4:50 to go here in the first half. Casey gets it to Campbell. Over to Giglio. Engel. Campbell going to go off the foot, but picked up by Engel. Giglio on the left wing will fire the three. It's no good. It's an air ball. And Connor Ross. Clayton Robbins couldn't hang on to it. And the Zizzers get the basketball, though. Ethan Tuma with it. Judd on the right wing, trying to drive. Loses the basketball. Here comes Engel up the floor. And blocked by Clayton Robbins. Tuma coming the other way. And it is going to be blocked by Campbell, but that was a clean block, folks. That was not a foul. That was a clean block, but they're going to call the foul on Campbell. That's the 15th foul on Bolivar. Tuma will go to the free throw line to shoot two, and the Zizzers can shoot free throws the rest of the quarter. First free throw from Ethan Tuma is good. Tuma now with 7 in the ball game. And the second one is good by Tuma. He's got 8 in the ball game. And it is an 18-point lead for Bolivar. 4 minutes to go, first half. Casey with the basketball. Giglio Back to Casey up top. Back to Giglio on the left side. He'll come up top. Gives it to Casey down the right corner. Engel. Now they go inside, and Giglio missed it. Judd with the rebound for the Zizzers. And Kraft will bring it up the floor. Kraft up top. And Robbins, three-pointer no good. Engel with the rebound, and he'll bring it up the floor. That would be Brady Engel. Gardner Casey with the basketball. Cross court. They give it to Engel. Now around the horn they go again. Casey with it. Campbell couldn't hang on to it. Goes out of bounds, and it'll be a scissor basketball. 3:22 to go here in the first half. 31-13. Bolivar with the lead. Zizzers with the basketball. Tuma gives it to Kraft. Back to Tuma. Now it's going to be Montgomery driving the baseline. Kicks it out. Judd will fire a three. That one's no good. Almost an air ball. It did touch the net. So now Engel will walk it up the floor for Bolivar. Across the timeline. Neal with the basketball. Casey now with it up top. Engel up top. Bolivar trying to spread out the Zizzer defense. Casey goes down the lane, and they kick it out to Engel for three. And folks, Brady Engel has 19 points here in the first half. Judd and a blocking foul is going to be called on Brady Engel. That's his second. So now Aiden Judd should go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Aiden Judd to the free throw line to shoot two for the Zizzers. First one is no good. Left it short. Second free throw coming up. And it's no good. And Gardner Casey hits the deck. Foul's going to go on Landon Montgomery, his first. 15 foul on the Zizzer boys. So Casey will go to the free throw line. He's got 9 points in the ball game. It's a 21-point lead for Bolivar here with 2:25 to go in the first half. First free throw is good from Casey. He's got 10 in the ball game. And the second one drops in for him. 2:25 to go here. Here's Robbins with the basketball. Clayton Robbins. Timeout call by the Zizzers as Robbins picked up his dribble and didn't have anywhere to go with the basketball. 2:10 to go in the first half, and the Zizzers trailing by 23. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Yeah. Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. It is 36-13. Bolivar with the lead over the West Plains Zizzers. West Plains will inbound on the side. 2:13 to go in the first half. And it'll be Montgomery with the basketball now up top. Judd with it now. Tuma will fire a long three. That one's no good. And it is run down by Bolivar. Giglio will bring it up the floor. On the far side with the basketball, that would be Bliss. Now Casey with it up top. Gives it to Giglio on the right side. Casey with it now up top to Giglio. Right side is Casey. Back to Giglio. Campbell over, and Casey going to drive on the baseline. And the jumper's good. Casey now with 13 in the ball game. Tuma with the basketball. Minute 20 to go here in the first half. Kraft underneath Aiden Judd. And Judd scores on the easy bucket underneath. It's a 23-point lead for Bolivar. Campbell with the basketball. Giglio down on the baseline. Neal back to Giglio. Up top to Casey. Casey with the basketball. Now Campbell. Casey up top. And Coach Hoff is not happy over here on the sideline with the way his players are playing right now. With the basketball's Bliss, gives it to Casey. 30 seconds now. Giglio with it. And Hoff is about ready to strangle his team, I think. Blocking foul on Kraft. That'll be the second foul on Kraft. And that'll send Casey to the free throw line to shoot two. Casey to the free throw line to shoot two. And he missed the first one. Seconds to go here and a half. Bolivar with a big lead. Casey just hits another free throw. And right now, it is a 24-point lead for Bolivar. Robbins with the basketball. 12 seconds now. Robbins. Double dribble on Robbins. And Bolivar will get the basketball. Inbound on the side. 9 seconds to go here in the half. Giglio with the basketball now. Casey, they go to Campbell inside. Blocked from behind by Robbins. And the shot is no good by Bolivar at the half. Bolivar leads it 39-15 over the West Plains Zizzers. We'll take a break. We'll come back in 3 minutes with your Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 Strength.
A message from Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Starting fresh each year means your Medicare and insurance deductibles reset. During this time, you might notice charges for services that are typically covered by your insurance. Don't worry, this is normal and usually means you're working toward meeting your annual deductible. Have questions, changed insurance plans? Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment's professional billing team is here to help. Corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. Focused on your health since 1984.
Spring into action with the rugged reliability of a Kubota 2502 DT tractor package at Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment. Right now, get a powerful 25-horsepower Kubota tractor fully equipped with a front-end loader, bush hog, and box blade. Everything needed to tackle those tough jobs. At just $319 per month with 0% APR financing for 84 months, there's never been a better time to get the Kubota you've always wanted. Visit Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains or Mountain Grove today. Now through February 16th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Trade.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. It is the Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show. Bolivar leads the West Plains Zizzer Boys 39-15 here at the half. For the Zizzers in the ballgame, 8 points for Ethan Tuma. 5 points for Josiah Long and 2 points for Aiden Judd. That's the only scoring and nobody in foul trouble in the ball game for the Zizzer boys. For Bolivar, though, Brady Engel leading the way with 19 points. Gardner Casey with 14 points. They've been the offense for Bolivar here, scoring 33 of the 39 points. Giglio, Adams, and Campbell, all three with 2 points apiece to round out the scoring. Nobody in foul trouble for Bolivar. Bolivar was whistled for 10 fouls in the first half. Zizzers whistled for 12 fouls in the first half. I told you, things were getting rough, and it was going to be a very, very physical ball game. And, folks, I don't think we've even scratched the tip of the iceberg here. We're going to have a ton of fouls called in the second half, I can promise you. And the Zizzer boys trailing right now 39-15 over trailing the Bolivar Liberators here at the half 39-15. Earlier, West Plains Lady Zizzers got a big win as they beat the Bolivar Lady Liberators in the first game tonight 77-46. Well, the Lady Zizzers will be back in action on Thursday night. They travel to Branson to take on the Lady Pirates. JV game at 6 o'clock, varsity to follow. We'll have that game for you on the radio. Then on Friday night, the Zizzer boys will travel to Branson. And the freshman game at 4:30, JV and varsity to follow. We'll have the varsity game for you Friday night. Then the Lady Zizzers are scheduled to travel to Columbia Hickman on Saturday afternoon to take on Columbia Hickman. And the JV game is scheduled to start at 1 o'clock Saturday with the varsity game to follow. We'll have that game for you on the radio as well. That will round out the ball game that's the schedule for this week. Of course, that's all weather weather permitting, as we have to wait and see what the weather is actually going to do and where it's going to do it at. So, as soon as we know, we'll let you know. Bolivar leads at 39-15 in the varsity boys contest here at the West Plains High School gym. We'll take a break. When we come back, the Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show will have the start of the third quarter. You're listening to Zizzer Boys Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out the ZizzerZone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
At Toyota of West Plains, they strive to make your car buying experience the best car buying experience you've ever had. Fast, easy, and straightforward. They're also the only car dealer in West Plains that does not charge a documentation fee. Come see for yourself why so many people come back time and time again to Toyota of West Plains for their next vehicle. Visit the friendly folks at Toyota of West Plains. Sales departments open Monday through Saturday. Services open Monday through Friday. Toyota of West Plains.
The number one sales team in West Plains and Howell County specializing in personal relationships is Sean Duggan's group, Westgate Realty Incorporated. They always go the extra mile to help your dream of owning property in the Ozarks become reality. Their members are all West Plains natives and they love helping you. Check out SeanDugansGroup.com. Find them on Facebook, call the office at 417-257-2733 or stop by and see them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. And they say, go Zizzers!
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. Growing up as a young boy here in the Ozarks, my fourth grade teacher in school asked us to write in our daily journal what our dream job was. I wanted to be a Chevrolet dealer, and sometimes things just work out. Now, if I was asked the same question, the only thing different is, I want to be your Chevrolet dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
When winter hits the Ozarks, Mother Nature can throw anything our way. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment doesn't let ice, snow, or power outages stand between you and your medical needs. Our specially trained staff transforms into disaster response teams during severe weather, ensuring critical deliveries reach you. If you rely on oxygen, don't wait. Check your backup systems today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains, focused on your health since 1984.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
All right, welcome back to West Plains High School gym. And as we get ready to start the third quarter of play, Bolivar leads at 39-15 over the West Plains Zizzer boys. Bolivar will get the basketball to start the third quarter of play. So Casey will throw it in to Ingalls. Casey with it. Now it's Giglio down the lane. The floater is up. No good. And run down by Casey. And now they go down. Loose basketball. Ingles with it. Gets it over to the other Ingles. Now they go inside, and Adams is going to score on the easy bucket inside. And Aiden Judd will go the other way for two for the Zizzers. And this one may be a track meet here in the second half, folks. Adams gives it up. Now it's Engel up top to the other Engel for three. It's good. Bray Engel now with 22 in the ball game. And it is now a 27-point lead for the Liberators. Tuma with the basketball. On the right side, up top, he'll give it to Kraft. Kraft back to Tuma. Down the corner is Long on the right side. Up top, Kraft at the free throw line. He'll pull up for a jumper. It's no good. Out of bounds, it'll be Bolivar basketball. Engel will bring it up the floor. Gives it up, Casey. And loose basketball on the floor is Engel underneath. Kicks it out, Casey for three. It's good. Casey now with 17 points in the ball game. 30-point lead. Kraft with the basketball. Now Tuma up top. He'll fire a three. That one's no good. Casey with the rebound. Casey gives it up to Engel. Other Engel now on the left wing. Casey down on the block. And it was blocked by Robbins. And there's a miss by Casey. Robbins with the rebound. Long underneath scores on the basket. Long now with seven in the ball game. Casey gives it up to Giglio. Back to Engel up top. And Long with the basketball is stolen. And it's stolen back by Giglio. Should have been some fouls in there, but, could have been on West Plains, could have been on Bolivar. And Robbins blocked Adams' shot. Here comes the Zizzers the other way. Now Tuma. And he couldn't throw it off of Giglio. So here comes Engel. He'll pull up for the three, top of the key. It is no good. Kraft with the rebound for the Zizzers. And Kraft will slow it down a little bit here. Tuma. Cross court to Robbins, who will fire a three from the wing. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Adams. And up the floor, Ingles going to score. Colton Engel with his first basket of the ball game. It's a 30-point lead for Bolivar with 4:50 to go here in the third quarter. Kraft. Tuma on the right wing. Long with it. Gives it to Judd, who will put the shot up. No good. And now we've got a foul, I believe, on Bolivar. And it's on Casey. Casey with a push in the back. That'll be his second. First team foul, third quarter on Bolivar. Zizzers will inbound on the baseline. Kraft out of the corner is no good. Robbins couldn't come up with it. It'll be Zizzer basketball underneath off of Ingles. So Tuma will throw it in. Now they go Kraft. He'll pull up three for line for the jumper. It's good. And Jared Kraft just scored his first points of the ball game. 4:20 to go, third quarter. And Bolivar leads it. Casey out of the right corner, no good for three. Engel with a rebound. Gets it to Casey. Casey on the side, up top to Brady Engel. Now they go Casey. Back to Brady Engel. Giglio up top. Casey coming down the lane, and he scores. And timeout is called. 3:55 to go, third quarter. It's 51-21 Bolivar with the lead, and we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. Bolivar leads to 51-21 over the West Plains Zizzers. 3:53 to go here in the third quarter. Zizzers with the basketball. Kraft on the right side gives it to Moore. Moore back to Kraft on the right wing. Now Robbins on the left side. Back to Kraft up top. Kraft trying to drive on the baseline. Jumper on the baseline is good for Kraft. He's got four, and it's a 28-point lead for Bolivar. Ingles, and it's going to be stolen by Kraft. Kraft gives it up to Tuma. Tuma across the timeline. Robbins on the left wing. Tried to go inside to Judd. Stolen away by Adams. Here comes Ingles up the floor. Casey on the right side, Ingles up top. Giglio on the left side. Back to Ingles up top. Casey on the right side, Ingles up top. Back to Casey. Adams with the basketball, free throw line. Ingles going to fire another three. It is good. Brady Ingles got it to hang on the rim and fall in. He's got 25. And the Zizzers are trailing by 31. Robbins from the wing, no good for three. Out of bounds, it'll be Zizzer basketball on the baseline. Campbell's going to come in. Adams will come out. Neal's going to come in. And Casey comes out for Bolivar. So Tuma will throw it in on the baseline. Knocked out of bounds by Bolivar. It'll be Zizzer basketball as they'll just switch over to the other side of the basket on the baseline. Tuma to throw it in. Judd for three, and it's no good. And it's picked up by Robbins, and he goes up and finally gets it to fall in. And that is the first points for Clayton Robbins in the ball game. Back to a 29-point lead. And it's Ingles up top. And it is knocked away by Judd. And it's stolen by Giglio. Here comes Bolivar the other way. Ingles with the basketball. Giglio up top. And Ingles down in the corner. No good on the three. Kraft with the rebound. Kraft with the basketball. Moore back to Kraft. He'll fire the three up top. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Giglio. He'll bring it up the floor. And it's going to be Neal with the basketball. Now Ingles. Now they'll go to Neal. Ingles on the right side. It's good for three. Colton Ingles. And now it's a 32-point lead for Bolivar. Tuma over to Robbins. Robbins will pull up on a jumper. It is no good. Ingles, and now we got a foul. And Clayton Robbins is going to pick up the foul. So Clayton Robbins picks up his third foul. I didn't see it, folks. I was watching the basketball. It was away from the ball. And Robbins will have a seat. And it'll be Ingles across the timeline. And it's stolen by Jared Kraft. And Jared Kraft on the two-handed jam. Two-handed dunk big time by Jared Kraft. Made it look easy. Engel with the basketball. Now Casey with it. Engel back to Casey. Casey. And that's knocked out of bounds by Long. It'll be ball for ball on the baseline with 29 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 30-point lead for Bolivar. And we'll have the turbo clock in the fourth quarter if the lead is 30 points or more. And timeout called by Bolivar. 57-27. Bolivar with 29 seconds to go, third quarter. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 in spring.
Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is a proud supporter of high school sports. And they also take pride in treating you like a VIP when shopping for a new vehicle. When you want to score a great deal on a new car, truck, van, or SUV and get paid top dollar for your trade, visit a Baird location near you or see their huge inventory at buyatbaird.com.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a Baird deal. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Saving service, great selection too.
Here's Dr. Jason McConnell on our uniquely active population and keeping them moving.
Around here, our patients in their 70s, 80s, and 90s are doing things you wouldn't normally expect for their age. It's a blessing to live in such an active community where staying active is a way of life. At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, it's our privilege to help keep them on the go.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9, The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. 29 seconds to go, third quarter. And Bolivar with the basketball on the baseline. Engel will throw it in to Campbell. Casey with the basketball. And now, and Long just got a technical. So Clayton Robbins will have to come in the ball game. There'll be two shots for Bolivar. And you knew it was coming. You knew it was coming. They were letting them play rough. And it is Brady Engel at the free throw line. He makes the first one. What I don't understand is how West Plains can get technical fouls called on them. And Bolivar's been mouthing off just as bad or worse than West Plains. And they're not getting teed up. I just don't understand it. Don't understand it at all. But Oliver will get the basketball with 23 seconds to go in the ball game. Engel with it up top. That's Rainey. Gives it back to Engel. And Robin steals the basketball. Kraft is going to lay it in on the other end. Jared Kraft with 8 points in the ball game. 5 seconds here. Engel fires a long three. It's no good. And it's 59-29 at the end of three. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
I'm Dr. Nick Souter, the newest member of the team of board-certified surgeons at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I'm accepting patients at our clinics in Mountain Home and Salem, where I'll be evaluating and treating a broad scope of orthopedic issues. We use the most advanced technologies in both surgical and non-surgical procedures, like hyaluronic acid, PRP, and stem cell injections, all to help you stay active.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Chick Days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Reserve your future flock today. Order by February 15th for April 1st pickup or March 15th for April 29th pickup. Order forms are available in-store with multiple options from feed, including organic options to supplies. Hirsch prides themselves on offering the area's most extensive selection of poultry essentials. Stop by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. 59-29, Bolivar leads it as we start the fourth quarter. And the Zizzers will get the basketball. Turbo clock will be in effect. Uma throws it into Kraft. And unless the lead goes under 30, Moore's three-pointer in and out. Hayden Judd with the rebound puts it back in. And like I was getting ready to say, the lead goes under 30. And turbo clock is turned off. Ingold with the basketball. Casey with it now. He'll come down the lane. Puts the floater up. No good. Adams with it. Now Ingles going to hit the three. And Brady Ingle now that has 30 points in the ball game. And 19 for Gardner Casey. Scissors throw it away. It'll be Bolivar basketball. And I don't know why the clock has stopped. It's a 31-point lead, but the clock is stopped. Now it's started. So Bolivar with the basketball, Giglio with it. Ingles on the right side, Casey now. And why in the world Bolivar still has his starters in, I have no idea. They're just padding their stats right now. Judd with the rebound, gives it to Kraft. Kraft will bring it up the floor, gives it to Moore. Moore with the basketball, trying to drive, gets it to Robbins underneath. He'll score. Clayton Robbins, that's only his fourth point of the night. And it is a 29-point lead for Bolivar. Giglio gives it to Ingles. Giglio coming down the lane. He throws it out to Casey. Now Ingles. Giglio back to Ingles up top. Now Giglio. Casey with it. And another three-pointer for Brady Ingles. He's got 33 in the ball game. 32-point lead for Bolivar. And the foul is called on Giglio, I think. Yes, it is. Giglio gets the foul, his first of the ball game. First team foul of the fourth quarter, and he'll come out. Turbo clock running with 5.5 to go in the ball game. Tuma with the basketball. And Tuma on the right side gives it to Judd. Back to Tuma. Cross court to Moore. Kraft with it now. They'll go to Judd in the corner. Moore with it now. Now Tuma's going to fire a three from the right wing. In and out, no good. Casey with the rebound. And Moore's going to get called for the foul. That's his third. First team foul on the Zizzers, fourth quarter. 4:45 to go here. And finally, Bolivar is going to put the second string in. What I'd like to know is, why'd they wait till now? Clock still running, 4.5 to go in the ball game. So it'll be, let's see, Rainey bringing it up the floor. Gives it up to Cook. And now Clayton Robbins is going to pick up his fourth foul of the ball game. Second team foul. 4 minutes to go and counting in the ball game. Bolivar leads it 65-33. Zizzers have scored 4 points here, and Bolivar throws it away. Zizzers have scored 4 points in the fourth quarter. Bolivar has six. Of course, we've had a turbo clock. Robbins will fire a long three, and it's good. Clayton Robbins with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove, there, three-pointer. Cook with the basketball. Gives it up to Campbell. Campbell over to Polk. It's stolen by Kraft. Kraft lays it up, and it's short. And here comes Bolivar the other way. Polk with the basketball, and it's stolen by Kraft. And he does his second two-hand dunk of the ball game. Kraft now with 10 points. The only player in double figures. So, 2:50 to go in the ball game. And the shot missed by Cook. Rebounded by Judd. And the Zizzers with the basketball. And now Coach Mason Miller is going to go ahead and go to his bench as well. Next time out. Kraft with it. Moore. Robin just knocked out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball. And now five Zizzers coming in. That'll be Landon Montgomery, Hudson Patillo, Mason Matizak, let's see, Caleb Cobb, and Sawyer Reed into the ball game for the Zizzers for the last 2:26 in the ball game. So now, Cobb with the basketball up top to Patillo. Patillo gives it over to Montgomery. Now Cobb with it. Up top. Now it's Reed on the right wing. Cobb down the right corner. Cobb's going to fire a three. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Polk, and here comes Bolivar. 2 minutes to go in the ball game. 65-38. And the three is going to be good by Pope. Thirty-point lead once again. Patillo with the basketball, driving the baseline, and it's stolen away by Cook. And here comes Rainey up the floor for Bolivar. Rainey with it, gives it to Campbell up top. They'll go to Pope. He'll throw it over the head of Campbell out of bounds. So now Bolivar will go ahead and clean the rest of his bench out. Two more players come in the ball game. Coming up on a minute to go in the ball game, 68-38. Bolivar's going to go to 15-6 on the season. This is going to fall to 10-12. Cobb. He'll go Montgomery for three. It's good. Landon Montgomery hits the Community First Banking Company West Plains Mountain Grove and Taylor three-pointer. And Bolivar misses the three on the other end. Cobb will bring it up the floor with 40 seconds to go in the game. Cobb gives it up. Matizak back to Cobb. Cobb in the lane, and it is stolen away. Coming the other way. And the layup is no good, but it's tipped in. Tipped in. Have no idea who number four is, but it's not going to matter. 13 seconds. This one is over with. And why? Well, okay, it's a 29-point lead, so clock will stop. So 10 seconds to go here, and Bolivar just going to dribble it going to dribble out the clock here. 70-41, Bolivar with the win over the Zizzer boys. And we'll come back in just a few moments with your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine Clinic post-game show. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 the screen.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high-deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School gym. And the final score, Bolivar 70, West Plains Zizzers 41 in boys varsity basketball action. And for the West Plains Zizzers, the only player to score in double figures was Jared Kratt with 10 points in the ball game. And also scoring for the Zizzers, 8 points for Ethan Tuma, 7 for Josiah Long and for Clayton Robbins, 6 for Aiden Judd. Landon Montgomery had 3. For Bolivar, 33 points from Brady Engel, 19 for Gardner Casey, 5 for Colton Engel, 2 for Giglio, 3 for Pope, 4 points for Adams, and 2 points for Campbell. 70-41, Zizzer boys with the win, or I should say, Bolivar with the win over the Zizzer boys. Bolivar now 15-6 on the season. West Plains Zizzer boys fall to 10-12 on the season. And your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic player of the game is going to be Jared Kraft with 10 points in the ballgame. And Jared also had two-handed slam dunks in the ballgame. So that was the big highlight for the Zizzers in this game. In the girls' game earlier, Lady Zizzers defeated Bolivar by the score of 77-46. Now, Thursday night, Lady Zizzers will go to Bolivar or Branson to take on the Lady Pirates. 6 o'clock for the TV game. Varsity to follow. We'll have the game on the radio for you. Friday night, Zizzer boys go to Branson to play. The freshman game will be at 4:30. JV and Varsity to follow. We'll have that game for you. Then on Saturday, Lady Zizzers go to Columbia Hickman to play. JV game at 1 o'clock, varsity to follow. We'll have that game for you on the radio as well. Well, we hope you enjoyed Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball tonight on 100.9 The Train. Good night.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains.
Well, I'll talk to you on Thursday, I reckon.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, Andrew Ekman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains.
At 6.
The Zizzer Zone in West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GM of West Plains.
Sounds good. I'll be here.
Harper Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove. Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer. Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains. Pizza Inn of West Plains. Westgate Realty, Sean Duggins in West Plains. And Missouri Forest Products Association.